Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our first mystery. We left off in the last episode with the destruction of Jerusalem and the Temple of Solomon. The Ark of the Covenant is gone, and the people have been taken away in exile. But during this time of apparent hopelessness, God sends Ezekiel to give a breathtaking vision of a future temple from whose side flows a river of living water. Ezekiel 47. Then God brought me back to the door of the temple, and behold, water was flowing from the right side of the temple, and wherever the river flows from that temple, every living creature will live. Everything will live where the river flows. Now, this is no ordinary river that Ezekiel sees. It's a prophetic sign of God's divine life flooding out upon the world. Ezekiel said, "Wherever this river flows, it brings healing, renewal, and eternal life." But when will this river flow? When will the prophecy be fulfilled? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. The Jews returned to Jerusalem after 70 years in exile, and they built a second temple. And from that time, they lived in hope for the day Ezekiel foresaw, a day when living water would flow from the temple, when all creation would be renewed, when salvation would reach the ends of the earth. And this hope was expressed by the Jews each year during the Feast of Tabernacles, an 8-day celebration, anticipating the coming of the Messiah and the outpouring of the Spirit. During this feast, each morning, the priests drew water from the pool of Siloam and then processed to the temple, and then they poured the water over the altar, enacting that hope for the river of life. And on the great and final day of the feast, the high priest would circle the altar 7 times with a golden vessel of water and then pour it out while the people prayed to God. And one day, after centuries of waiting, Jesus came to the temple. During that climactic moment, as Ezekiel 47 was read aloud and the water was poured over the altar, Jesus stood up and he cried out, "If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture said, out of his heart will flow a river of living water." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. John immediately explains what Jesus meant. He said this about the Spirit, which those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Everything hinges on that phrase, not yet glorified. When is Jesus glorified? In John's Gospel, he is glorified on the cross. Now earlier Jesus had declared, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up again." And John tells us plainly, he was speaking about the temple of his body. Jesus is the true temple of God. And at Calvary, that temple was opened. When one of the soldiers pierced his right side with a spear, and at once flowed out blood and water. For the Catechism tells us, the body of the risen Christ is the spiritual temple from which the source of living water flows. The Sacred Heart of Jesus, the temple of God, opened by the Roman soldier's lance on the cross, is the fulfillment of Ezekiel's vision. And from the heart of Jesus flows a fountain of living water that comes to us in the sacraments. The water that flowed from his heart represents baptism, and the blood, the Eucharist. From the heart of Christ opened on the cross flows that river of living water that gives everything life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
After the destruction of Solomon's temple, when the exiles returned, the Ark of the Covenant containing the presence of God was gone. And when they rebuilt the temple, there was no visible scene recorded where the glory of the Lord descended into the temple. And Isaiah mourned this absence of God's presence from the temple, crying out, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, O Lord." Well, it took a little while, a little over 500 years, and then God did it. At Jesus' baptism in the Jordan, Mark tells us the heavens were torn open and the Spirit of God descended upon Jesus. For he is the anointed temple of God. And it is from this temple that the river of life flows. For in his passion, the veil of the temple is torn, and in his resurrection, the new temple is raised up, and in his sacraments, the Spirit flows from the temple to all who thirst for God. The world has changed. The heavens are open. Christ is the temple, and from his heart, made present in the Mass, the river of living water pours forth. As the Eucharistic prayer proclaims, "You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. The Eucharist is the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Jesus said, "If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. For rivers of living water will flow from my heart." Yet, It is possible to approach this fountain and not drink. Why? Because without deeper prayer, without meditation, our soul remains closed. Pope Benedict XVI wrote, "Prayer is the self-opening of the human spirit to God. Without prayer, we may receive the sacraments, but not actually drink the fullness of the grace they offer." Receiving the sacraments without a deeper life of prayer is like going to a well and refusing to drink. Meditation is how we draw that water from the wellspring of life. It opens our hearts to receive it. And then we will fulfill what Isaiah said. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What caught your attention with that meditation, Teresa?
I was just trying to imagine what it was like in the temple that day. Could you imagine hearing 1,000 years of preparation of the history behind this tradition? And just, it'd be like going to Mass one day, and then in the middle of Mass, someone stands up and back and just declares themselves to be the fulfillment.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about, we'd probably all immediately be like, ah, there's a crazy man at Mass. Yeah. Someone should get him out of here.
Yeah.
Let's get on with Mass.
Yeah.
Partially because we think that these things can't be fulfilled and that how things are right now is how they'll always be. But it's an odd lens to look at life through, to be like, the correct reaction would be, hey, maybe we should consider this guy. even though that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because Christ did, he stands up and he doesn't go, hey guys, now this is gonna sound crazy, but I'm the living water.
Yes.
He just stands up and boldly proclaims.
It,
and then what it takes isn't this cautious skepticism that we hold as a virtue in our current society. It takes blind, mad faith to look at a guy who's standing up like that and say, maybe that guy's the living water.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. It really is amazing when you put a couple of things together. When you put John chapter 4 in there, when Jesus goes to the well and the woman brings mm-hmm. her jug to the well
yeah.
and he tells her, I'm the living water.
Yeah.
And then to have this magnificent scene where this eight-day feast, where every day they take water, they pour water on mm-hmm. the altar, they're praying Ezekiel 47, they're wishing, but they don't really think it'll ever happen. And boom,
yeah.
he stands up and he's like, it's me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
That really happened.
It's easy to separate ourselves so much from the ancient Jewish people and their reaction to Christ, but I don't think we'd be much different.
And then to be the Apostle John and stand at the foot of the cross and see the lance go yes. into his heart and to see the blood and water mm-hmm. pour forth, and then you go, whoa, wait a minute. He's the temple, the river of living water just flowed yeah. forth.
And it's interesting when how you said it, he says it very plainly. And it's very rare in the Gospels that things are so plain where Jesus says something and they're like, and to be clear, he's the temple. Where they're translating for you, they're like, do not miss this. He is the temple.
Yeah. And we get to go to the temple.
Yeah.
And then Jesus is the temple. The body of Jesus is the temple of God. The body of Jesus is made present in the Eucharist.
Yeah.
And then the body of Jesus comes into us, and then we become the temple of God.
So I think we should walk into every Mass as if some crazy guy's going to stand up in the middle of Mass and say, that is me, because he does.
Yeah.
I think that's the only way to prepare for that kind of second coming scenario is to recognize that he's already doing that
yeah.
every Mass. And it's just as crazy every time.
Yeah, we are the temple of God.
Yeah.
In that sense, every Christian soul has become Jerusalem. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.